those head and eyes around. Good. Good plant throw right there. Well done.
I think the quarterback position's the one position on the field I think you had to have played to really coach it and understand it. I think, you know, if you're telling a guy, you know, to go out and do something in terms of, you know, seeing a blitz, seeing the rotation of the coverage, I think that, you know, you have to have had seen that too to really explain it, really understand what the pressure is coming with that position. I think the amount of responsibility that comes with that position through your teammates, their families, I think is huge. I think you have to understand that. You have their livelihoods in your hands every snap, and to be able to protect that football, you know, to deliver the football to the right spot on time and accurate, I think you really have had to have your hands underneath the center to really understand what that's like. And the other thing will be just understanding what our guys do well. I have a good feel for it. I've watched all of our games. But to see these guys do that in person, you know, it's different than watching it on tape. It's because seeing their personalities and getting to know them as people, I think that's a whole different ball game than watching, you know, on tape and seeing what you think these guys do well, is actually seeing it and hearing it from them, what they see, how they see themselves. So that's going to be a process. It's not something that can happen overnight, but it's going to get solved, and we're going to be onward and upward from there.
Eyes thinking number one, react to two. I like that offset throw, Matt. Well done.
What drives me is fear of failure. You know, I wake up every day knowing, thinking that somebody's outworking me, out scheming me. That drives me.
Good move of feet. There you go, up and over. There we go, good.
I have a tradition. I go out for a run before every game. So we're here. When I was in Oakland, we came here to play this year. So I went out for my morning run before the game. And, you know, I go out of the hotel, and the first thing you see is all these vans and Winnebagos of the Cleveland Browns fans that are already in the game. And I'm up pretty early running now. I mean, I'm up fairly early. It's like 6:30, 7 in the morning. So I was blown away by the passionate fan base of the Cleveland Browns, because I had only played it here twice being an opponent. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, putting a great product on the field for our fans and something that they're going to be excited about.